This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The debate over same-sex marriage is heating up in the New Jersey state legislature. A court has ordered the state to provide homosexual couples all the rights given to heterosexual couples. So, lawmakers have to decide whether to approve gay marriage or opt for civil unions. As Eugene Son of member station WHYY and WBGO reports, activists on all sides of the issue are stepping up their lobbying efforts.
It's a Thursday night in a church hall in South Orange, New Jersey, where several dozen people have gathered for a strategy session. They do a little role-playing to prepare for lobbying state senators and assembly members.
You won all the rights of marriage. Why are you fighting for this stupid label? It means nothing. I heard that question today. What do you say?
Gay rights groups are holding meetings like this all over New Jersey to organize an army of lobbyists, enough for all 40 of the state's legislative districts. Rose Hardy of Newark was there with her partner. Hardy says she had to get involved once she heard that the legislature, not the court, was going to have the final say whether New Jersey opens marriage to same-sex couples.
I had never gotten this involved. I'd like to think that, you know, I've written some letters and, you know, I certainly vote every election, if it's a local versus to a national, but I had never been so passionate about something. I've had conversations with people at my job, where I get my nails done.
Those opposed to same-sex marriage say they are also lobbying lawmakers in their district offices instead of in state house hallways. John Tomicki of the New Jersey Coalition to Preserve and Protect Marriage says even before the court ruled, they were prepared.
We already have groups, individuals, and citizens, real people, who are meeting in their legislators in those 40 legislative districts, telling them what their concerns are, what their feelings are.
Tomicki says he doesn't believe that there are enough votes in the legislature to pass a civil union law, never mind same-sex marriage. Assemblyman Reed Gussiara, a Democrat from Princeton, is hoping to prove Tomicki wrong. Gussiara introduced a bill to legalize same-sex marriage.
My feel, we might as well just call it what it is. If there's two adults that are in a committed relationship and they want to live together, raise a family, or own a home, then why not call it marriage?
Governor John Corzine, also a Democrat, has hailed the ruling for guaranteeing same-sex couples equal legal protections, but doesn't want to use the M word. Instead, he's pushing for civil unions. On the other end of the political spectrum, Assemblyman Guy Gregg, a Republican from Sussex County, has introduced a constitutional amendment to restrict marriage to heterosexuals.
Marriage in this country and in this great state should be between one man and one woman.
Gregg and many other conservatives say the gay marriage ruling is only the latest of many where the New Jersey Supreme Court went beyond interpreting the Constitution and started setting government policy. Gregg would like to see the legislature defy the court and refuse to take any action on gay marriage or civil unions.
Are we going to listen to this, or are we going to turn it back to them? At some point, the legislature is going to have to exercise its strength as one of the co-equal branches of government and say no.
Democrats have majorities in both houses of the legislature, and the Assembly Speaker and Senate President say they think only a civil unions bill would win enough votes to pass. Two polls taken since the Supreme Court ruling show that under 30% of New Jersey residents support same-sex marriage. Civil unions get between 40 and 50%. For NPR News, I'm Eugene Son in Trenton, New Jersey.